Shorty got a beard.
Welcome back to Bears, Brews, and the Bros. This is your boy Smoking Jay back up in here with the Bros. We got Sweetness, we got Drill, we got Renegade. We up in here. We talking free agency. We talking running backs. We talking wide receivers. We talking tight ends. Yo, how you guys feeling, man?
Lit.
Super lit.
Hey, we ready. We ready to take a down, man. We ready to go hard at these running backs. And you know how I go, bro. I'm gonna give niggas L's. I'm gonna give people big L's.
Go ahead, Brody. Kick it off. Kick it off with the first running back.
Are we talking about Kenyon? Drake? We talking about Drizzy? You talking about Drake?
That's my yo. Voice, Drake.
Let's go crazy real quick.
The nigga that had the whole job in Arizona and couldn't be a running back one. Drake?
Exactly. Yeah.
So let's go like that, and we're gonna keep the same energy because, yeah, he couldn't keep a running back one job in Arizona, but now he's gonna go to Oakland or my bad, Las Vegas. Shout out Drill, big Raider fan over there. But look, now I'm gonna shout out Renegade, Josh Jacobs owner in Dynasty. But this is the big problem when you start to go in redraft. And when you start to go after Josh Jacobs or Kenyon Drake for that matter, you need to understand that there's a lot of shit going on over there. They don't trust Josh Jacobs anymore. Now you got Kenyon Drake. They're both running back ones in my eyes. And that's what I thought. Now it's just like, who's better? Who's not? PPR. What's going to happen? So you know what? Kenyon Drake for the Raiders. Honestly, that's a dub. That's a big W because he's not going to be somebody that's drafted in the first two rounds, maybe at the back end of the two, early third, but he's not one of those guys you're going to draft like that. I mean, if that's what you believe in, then that's what you think, but that's not really what's going to happen.
You said that about
Drake right there, that he's going to be drafted second, or was that Jacobs that you said?
Both of them, late second, early third. I mean, you can't bank your chips on people like that.
I'm gonna take this over. Like I'm a Jacobs owner, and I'm gonna tell you how I really feel. Just me personally, because a lot of people feel different. Kenyon Drake going over there, I was like worried at first, but I'm not worried at all. Like Fornicator just said, he had a whole RB1 job to take care of, and he did not do it at all. And Fornicator was vouching for the man. I told Fornicator he's not that man. I mean, he did spring out the year before with him 9 touchdowns, whatever. But, I mean, he was not what he was advertised as. And coming here, he's advertised, and people are telling me he's going to be PPR, blah, 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 blah. He couldn't even do that in Arizona. Chase Edmonds was eating up that PPR volume. Chase Edmonds came in and was the RB1 for the RB2. I mean, he took his job. He literally took his job. Now he went to Raiders. The only thing I take an L in this shit is because John Gruden traded away his lineman, but I'm not going to take it away for John Gruden because I think John Gruden knows what he's doing. A lot of people, they were on John Gruden's ass when he did the Khalil Mack trade, ended up working for them a couple years later. A lot of people are not revisiting that shit. They're competing with the Chiefs. They beat the Chiefs already. They're like one or two games out the playoffs. So it is what it is. It's to wait and see right now. But as Kenyon Drake, I think this is an L for the Raiders, just to be honest. I'm not signing Kenyon Drake. I don't know what the fuck they were thinking. Get better linemen. Bolster your shit up. You got defense to worry about. Kenyon Drake, is to fantasy football-wise, that's an L. And the real life, that's an L for the Raiders, just for me. But I'm not worried about Josh Jacobs. I think Josh Jacobs is going to do him. He's a little bit with the injury-wise, and that's the only reason I see Kenyon Drake coming in. But it is what it is. Kenyon Drake, not worried. He's kind of trash as fuck to me.
I like this shit. I like this shit low-key. And I'm not saying this shit just because I'm a motherfucking Raiders fan, but I think that they can repeat what the Browns is doing over there. Maybe not to the exact same level, but we see what Nick Chubb and old boy are able to do over there. Now, Kenyon Drake could handle RB1 duties. I think Chucky and the organization.
But that's where you stop right there, because stop the comparison, because Kareem Hunt dominated RB1s.
Right, okay.
Dominated RB1s. What the fuck did Kane and Drake do? What did Kane and Drake do? Dominate 3 weeks. That's it. That's all. We had Chase Edmonds to worry about. Come on now.
This is another one that I think motherfuckers will be eating crow. I'm not scared if I'm a fucking Josh Jacobs owner. I'm not. I think it brings a level of competition to the Raiders and the way they have that smash mouth football ideal that they have since they became an organization, bro. The Raiders are a tough fucking football team. You make it or break it over there. You know what I'm saying? And they
Did they need to sign him?
The Raiders already know. You know what I'm saying? Who was the wide receiver that they picked up? And then they didn't give a fuck about letting him go. The Raiders don't give a fuck as an organization, and it's dope. We got a new stadium. We're in motherfucking Las Vegas. We doing things.
We're about to disown you. Let me take this though. As you're saying we, because you're talking as a Raider fan, right? As you're addressing we. Wait, hold on. Like, I'm with you. I'm not this.
Is he speaking French or what?
Okay, we, yeah.
Is he on a roller coaster ride? He's on a roller coaster.
You're a Raiders fan. So the first thing you wanted was another running back. That's not a win for me. If I'm a Raiders fan, I want not a wide receiver. I want a defensive back.
They need to pick up.
That's not a win. You can't sit here and vouch for them like, oh yeah, we did the best thing we.
I would say it's not a total L though. That's not a total L.
I think that
Kenyon Drake is better than any of the RB2, RB3 fucking that they got in that backfield.
Is he better than Jacobs?
He's not. Jacobs is the RB1.
So why pick him up?
Jacobs is the RB1, folks.
You just drafted Jacobs. You just said the Raiders don't trust Josh Jacobs.
I think that it brings a level of competition into the locker room. I think that Josh Jacobs steps the fuck up and Kenyon Drake is competing for the rest of his career. I think that these niggas are going to snap off for the motherfucking black and motherfucking silver. And
if I look, doing if big I'm teams, Jacobs and I look at Drake, I'm going to laugh.
I'm telling you, that's how some people feel about Josh Allen. I know it's a motherfucking a totally different.
Josh Allen's been balling. Josh Allen's different. He had 1 year, and then there was the second year last year. There's no slept on. Come on now.
Let me go real quick. Let me go real quick.
He had a lot of chances. Fuck out of here.
Let me go real quick to the fact that the Raiders could have signed a receiver. They could have signed this. They could have signed that. But they didn't. And they wanted to make sure that they had somebody that was going to back up somebody that they don't trust.
The simple fact is they just signed
Kenyon Drake. And you have Josh Jacobs in the backfield, so, Sweetness,
if you don't trust Josh Jacobs, why not get linemen? Why not get better linemen? Because the only reason I'm not trusting Josh Jacobs, not for his performance, because it's the injuries. Because when he's on the field, look at the numbers. He balled out.
If you look at their offensive line, you could look at the numbers and they ball out.
I was just about to say, he's had a great offensive line though. For the most part, he's only been there,
this is going to be his third year.
Third year?
So for the most part, there's no, for the most part, because two out of three years. Okay, can I speak? For the most part, the first year, when they were healthy, he balled the fuck out. For the second year, he had a mediocre year and he still finishes RB9? For the most part, he's been balling for the most part. And that's the second year.
Well, why would you bring in Kenyon Drake?
I'm not John Gruden.
I'm not coming at you.
Wait. I'm gonna be that nigga that's gonna pick him up.
I'm not coming at you, Jay. I'm just saying. I'm comfortable, I'm a coach. I'm John Gruden. I'm comfortable with Josh Jacobs. I'm not signing no Kenny and Drake.
Yeah, that's the part. Let me go right here.
That's the thing. Everybody is up in air. They're like, what the fuck is going on?
And he's done it with different positions too. He's done it with different positions too. So here we go.
But why sign a Kenyon Drake though? That's not the guy to answer that bell.
Obviously, they think he is though.
That's the worst.
And you got to look. It's not worse, bro. You got to look at it like this. They've been signing Jalen. They had Jalen Richard, Theo Riddick, even Devin Booker. They keep looking for running backs to back up Jacobs because they don't trust him. They're paying Drake more than Jacobs now. They gave him a 2-year, $12 million deal. That's guaranteed. With incentives, he's going to make more than that.
That's off a rookie deal.
It don't matter. They're still paying Drake more. Why do that? If you got somebody on a rookie deal, why pay for a backup, right? More. You don't got to do that. If you trust Jacobs all the way, trust Jacobs all the way.
I guarantee
that. Kenyon Drake last year had 10 touchdowns in 15 games on one of the worst offensive lines. He is not more talented than Jacobs. Definitely not. But there's a reason why they signed him, though. It's not to get 5 touches a game or 8. This guy's going to eat into Josh Jacobs' touches, and that's a fact. That's something that nobody can deny. I mean,
I don't think so. I think he's there for PPR.
Bro, if Jalen Richard, Theo Riddick, and a Devin Book, whatever his name is, Booker, I think he plays basketball. Who the fuck is Buddy I'm talking about? Used to play for the fucking
Broncos.
Yeah. Bro, if these guys could take touches away from fucking Josh Jacobs, what do you think Kenyon Drake is going to do?
Okay, if you look at the stats,
you know what I'm saying?
The only reason why they took touches away from him per se is because of injury, to give him a spell. Besides that, if you look at the stats, there's no other reason to take it away.
But
because,
that's a problem. Hey,
wait, no, that's not a problem. Because if you look at Josh Jacobs,
Is injury not a problem for OBJ?
Okay, if you let me talk, I can keep talking.
You guys been talking this whole time. I'm barely saying my piece. Okay, right, keep now. Going. Go I ahead. Can't even let it. Take I can't even finish here. Let me talk about Drake, man. Hey, look, check it out, man. You're not signing a running back like Drake to that contract. The most money, except for Chris Carson, a running back guy, is Kenyon Drake. You're not doing that just for him to sit on the bench. He's gonna take touches away from Jacobs. That's a fact. Now, is he gonna outplay him every single game? Hell no. Definitely not. He better not. The Drake, he better not. But if he does, that's a problem. And that's a possibility. Why? Because like you said, he had 2 or 3 games where he popped the fuck off in Arizona behind one of the worst O-lines. Ask Kyler Murray. He had no time to throw the ball. So if then the Raiders trade away all these linemen, how's Jacobs going to play behind a team with a different line? That's a big question. Drake is going to eat into his touches. If you have Josh Jacobs, and I know you do, you got to be some level of concern here, bro. You can't tell me you're not. Drake is not there to sit on the bench. He's there to get touches. He's going to get about 10 to 12 a game. That's 10 or 12 that could be going to Jacobs.
And like I said before, Josh Jacobs, I'm not worried about. And Drake is coming in. I'm not worried about him. I know Fournier, you're high on him like you were last year. And just like last
year,
you're
wrong as fuck.
Just like you sound like you're pretty high on him, and just
Jacobs is more talented. He should outperform him. I'm saying Drake is coming there to take away touches. That's what I said.
I'm not worried about Drake at all.
He's going to take touches.
He's going to be a third down back, and that's it. That's all. If Josh Jacobs gets hurt, that's the only way he's going to take touches away from him.
Which is why he's there too. That's a big reason why he's there too. They don't trust
him. Per touch after yard per contact, Josh Jacobs is one of the leading leaders in the lead.
And that's why he gets injured.
Yeah, sure.
And it's a whole he's a whole different O-line too. Drake already proved that he could play behind a horrible O-line. He finished 15 last year.
How hurt was Drake last year? Wasn't he in a boot last year?
Yeah, exactly. And he had double-digit touchdowns.
If they say that, then they're both going to be on the sideline next year, according to both of us.
Hey, but honestly, it's
I don't like it.
It's a Raiders. It's an L for both.
Exactly.
For Josh Jacobs.
Exactly.
It's an L for Drake. I don't know what's going on with the Raiders. Honestly, like you get rid of all
the Raiders. Period.
You get rid of all your O-line, and then you get another running back when you should have at least gotten O-line help or wide receiver help for Carr.
Let's go crazy and let me kick this one off. And we're gonna go to
Drake.
We're gonna go deep.
Let's just say L and skip this whole next one.
Yeah. Hey, Renegade, I am so with you. We're going to H Town, and we're not even throwing them bitches up. We're throwing them down. Mark Ingram and Phillip Lindsay. Deshaun Watson, we're gonna both all take the L. So let's go to Chris Carson.
There you go.
Let's go to Chris Carson. And you know what? And since the Seattlein, you've been a Seattlein.
Oh, Seattlein.
Brody, you've been a Seattlein. You've been a ever since the Marine Corps, Brody, been a Seattlein. Ever since Matt Hasselbeck and Sean Alexander and shit like that. So go crazy. How you feel about
it? Man, it's big. They paid this guy seventh round draft pick. Dude works hard, busts his ass in training camp. You know, he took that job. He fought through injuries. Dude's a monster, man. He, you know, kind of like flashes Marshawn Lynch type sometimes in some place. Oh, so,
my God. Can you stop?
Sometimes on some plays. Did you not see that one play where he got hit? He did a whole cartwheel. Hey. He did a whole front flip and landed on his feet.
Yes.
Hey, Chris Carson won me a championship, man.
Chris Carson, nice, man. This is a win for Seattle because, first off, they're not fucking around and franchise tagging a player that earned a contract. They gave him what he deserved. And as a seventh round draft pick, somebody to bust your ass, he's an example for anybody out there. You're an undrafted free agent or a seventh round pick, you can make it in this league, bro. Keep hustling and keep putting in that work. Chris Carson is a fucking inspiration. That motherfucker does his thing. I'm glad he got that bag.
He's on the perfect team.
This is a big dub. Big dub all the way around. Love it.
We got a dub from Smoking.
Another dub from me, man. This is a run first team, man. They need to keep keep the ball off of Russ's hands. Don't make him throw it often and early because, you know, if you run the ball with the Seahawks, it's better off for them, man. Because you've seen Russell Wilson, he ran out of fucking magic late in the season because they knew they came too predictable. You guys got to run, and then play off of that and then make your magic off of that. Chris Carson is a great piece to this offense, and you need him with Rashad Penny and a couple other pieces. Don't be surprised if they fit another running back in there because these guys do get injured. Chris Carson is very physical. He's physical as fuck, but I love it. If he holds up, that's a big W for the Seahawks. I love this.
Yes, sir. I'm on the boat with y'all. I'm gonna go dub. And when Russell Wilson goes on Twitter and says, you know, shout out to the Seahawks for signing my boy CC, yo. That's a dub because he knows what he needs and he knows what he wants and he knows what's necessary in that offense as far as Chris Carson goes with the physicality inside. And he knows what he needs to be handled in there when he needs to handle business elsewhere. And we're talking Lockett Metcalf at that point. So Chris Carson is the, you know, he's the anchor of that team in some shape, way or form because he's a hammer. You know what I'm saying? He's not a bitch. So he goes down there and he drills people.
Hey, Drew.
Drew.
How you feel about James White, man?
Hold on. Let me say my piece about Chris Carson real quick. That's a dub over there. All day, there was nothing wrong with that offense. What they need to fix is that motherfucking defense. That secondary is fucking horrible. So, fucking moving
say
on.
Say that to Jamal in his face, I dare you.
Come on, keep it rolling. Keep rolling.
I passed on like a motherfucker. But James White over there with the Patriots, bro. Hey, that I ain't never been comfortable fantasy wise with drafting or motherfucker owning any of the motherfucker goddamn Patriots fucking backfield. It's a mediocre thing for me. You know what I'm saying?
So calling it a dub or an L?
Man, I'm on the fence on that one, bro. I really don't. They've lost with James White. They've won with James White. But you know what I'm saying? Having him as maybe a number two, a high end number one. You know what I'm saying, bro? You know what I'm saying for their organization.
Man, it's a W because he didn't go to the Buccaneers. Just say that shit.
Go ahead. Talk that
next
shit.
Next, next, Aaron Jones.
That's a whole dub.
That's a big dub all the way, man. Aaron Jones, bro.
One of
the most efficient fucking running backs in the game, bro. This dude, he does it all. I'm glad he got that bag. That was big. The Packers didn't do a whole lot in free agency, but keeping Aaron Jones, that was big, man. I know they let Jamal Williams go, but that's fine. They got A.J. Dillon over there. They don't need Jamal Williams no more. Fucking Aaron Jones, the motherfucking one, and fucking A.J. Dillon will catch the rest of the shit. So I like it. Aaron Jones is that dude. He's a locked in top five, top 10 running back going into this year. Fire him up, man. It's a big dub for Green Bay. I know Aaron Rodgers is happy as fuck.
Let me go to the North. We're going to keep it in the North with Damian Williams.
Fuck the Packers.
Yeah. Fuck the pack. Let's go, Bears. You already know how we get down. But that's a big L for Damian Williams. And I don't know what you're coming over here to do. We got a healthy Tariq Cohen coming back. We got Monty Montgomery coming off the best end of the season that he was doing. Damian Williams, bro, coming to the Bears. But you're going to ride the bench a lot of your time. You're just going to make money, and that's cool. But that's a big L for yourself. Keep it there. You're not going to come over here and do shit.
I think that's a little different, Sweetness, because I think Matt Nagy's over there. He was with them with the Chiefs and shit. He could see what Williams does and did over there for the Chiefs.
Did you see what Monty did last year?
I know. And did you see when he got hurt, we had nobody? Yep. We need Damian Williams there. Tariq Coleman. He's too small.
Do we need somebody to spell?
We need a backup.
Yeah.
We need a backup. Tariq Cohen is not that backup. Tariq Cohen is PPR.
No shot.
PPR is fuck. Damian Williams is going to be the RB2. Tariq Cohen's going to be the third down back, depending on what play is being called. I think that's a slight W for the Bears. I mean, I'm not intrigued by the name or whatever, but Damian Williams, he's a guy. He's a vet. He knows what he's going to do. He's going to come pick up blitzes, do what he has to do, and he has familiarity with Matt Nagy as well. So it's not a complete L for me.
I got you. I feel that.
It's all right. It's like a C minus.
I feel that.
Mike Davis, where you at? Hey, Drill, go ahead. Hey, if y'all have silence, hey, I like this.
I honestly, bro, I was walking back through some motherfucker, but it's all good though. But Mike Davis, I think going to Atlanta, that's where motherfucking running backs go to die.
Shit.
I think, who is it? Devontae Freeman? Yeah, motherfuckers are still like, oh man, he's the guy, he's the man. You know what I'm saying, bro? He died over there, went over there, did the Giants, that didn't do shit, got hurt. And motherfucking this, whatever.
Mike Davis made a name for himself over there.
Yeah, I mean, he made a name for himself over there.
Before he got injured, before all those injuries. Yeah,
before he went over there to die, too. But I think Mike Davis, I think this season, owning him as a motherfucking CMC owner, you know what I'm saying? He came through, like, first two or three games.
Right, he was.
And then later on in the season,
he came through, like, seven games.
Bro,
man.
He came through hard. He came through hard.
He was balling, man.
Yes, he was.
Mike Davis was balling, bro. I'm sorry, because CMC, I had CMC, and he went down, and I picked up Mike Davis. He was fucking balling. Stop it right now. I'm going to give you five to seven games
where Mike Davis was putting up 20.
Hold out.
20
Mike Davis
points.
Hey, he got paid for a reason this year. He resurrected himself. I'm not going to say he's not going to do the same thing over there in Atlanta because they throw a lot. But at the same time, PPR wise, he's going
to. I was just about to say that the fact that they throw a lot and he proved he could play, you know, spell a CMC team. Role. Yeah. Exactly. You know, they're going to be playing from behind. We already know that. So
trade him to me then. Mike
Davis is intriguing.
Now I know how you really feel.
Ooh, hey, yo. Sid, you got Mike
trade
Davis?
Him to me.
You yeah, remember?
You got yeah. Mike yeah. Davis shit?
Y'all said seven games.
Run through the stats.
Hey, he took over what? 15, yeah, okay, he got 15, 23, 22,
29. Oh, shit.
29, that's four. That's four games.
Okay,
10, yeah, come on. 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8,
but he covered it. He covered it wholesome.
This nigga, this nigga said, bro.
25, 30, 25.
What the fuck?
I can't. Bro. I can't. I cannot ask for more. From a
how many games did he go over 13? Okay, hey, how many games? Hey, Sid, how many games did he go over 13?
I'm not saying that he's trash. I own them.
How many games did he go over 13?
What's up?
Yo, hey, let me make this next introduction.
Fuck this.
The introduction to Leonard Forskin.
Let's go.
The introduction to Leonard Forskin. And I ain't even need no help from Renegade. But this is an easy dub. This is not fantasy according, but this is easily a dub. You seen what he did in the Super Bowl. When he turns up, he turns up. I don't care if you own him in fantasy, and you probably shouldn't. I'm not telling you to own the fantasy. That's not what this is. This
I love
is,
that.
This is not the fucking direction I'm telling you to go. I'm telling you that if you play Super Bowl fantasy and you need him in the playoffs, he will pop off for you. It's a dub for the fucking Buccaneers. It's a dub for them.
All right, let me carry on with what Sweeney's trying to say. He's optional. He's a streamer. Do not fucking take him in the third, fourth round.
There you go.
He's a streamer. He's a streamer. Christ, that's it. That's all. Yeah. It's a W. It's a W for the Bucks. Let's move on to the Lions with Jamal Williams. It's a fucking L. For me, it's an L. Let Swift work, man. Don't
it's
fucking
L,
sign
it's
nobody.
It's an L for Swift too. He's gonna it's take away. He's gonna take from Swift.
Jamal Williams is talented. He gets hurt from time to time. He got concussion protocols, so we are not gonna worry about Swift too much. But Swift gets hurt as well too because he's a rookie and he got hurt. But let's. I hope Swift takes off. Please free Swift. Let's go to the wide receivers. Oh, wait, look. We got a honorable mentions down here.
Yeah, man. It's just these running backs are not signed yet. Le'Veon Bell, James Conner, Todd Gurley. Which one of these guys is going to get signed first, man? I think
Can I ask a different question?
Go ahead.
Which one of these guys would you rather have?
I was going to say Conner.
Yeah, I'd rather go with James Conner, even though
I would hurt a lot. I would go Le'Veon Bell. I don't understand what's wrong with you guys.
Okay, and you really guys don't. Know predictable me. I'm going with Todd Gurley because he still scored a lot of touchdowns last year, but he did fizzle out. It is how you use the man. He had what 9+ touchdowns last year. He was doing his thing.
Yeah,
until that game script changed for the Falcons, and then they totally changed it.
He sucked last year, bro. He was good for like the first 6-8 weeks. Yeah, after that, he fell off, bro.
But that's what I'm saying, though.
That's when your management comes into fruition.
But as the Falcons, though, you take a switch, though, as well. If you see that you're not the first 6-8 games, you know, you're not going to compete.
Who the hell took over for him? I don't even know.
Edo Smith and that other guy.
Was it Brian Hill?
Oh, that's horrible.
One of them was looking real good.
We don't even know his name though.
Going to the receivers or what?
Let's go, Juju.
Go ahead, kick it off.
That's an L for me. Hey, on some real shit, Juju, you should have got paid with the Chiefs. Go with the Chiefs if you.
No, he turned them down.
If that's what I'm saying, if you had an offer from the Chiefs, I know loyalty. Yeah. Loyalty is everything.
That wasn't a question. He turned the Chiefs down.
Loyalty.
He turned the Ravens down.
Yep. Loyalty is everything. I'm turning the Ravens down if I am Juju. I am definitely turning the Ravens down. But I am signing with the Chiefs. I'm signing with the Chiefs because I know Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes.
I know they got weapons, and I know I'm not. Hey, what did I say two, three seasons ago? Juju is not a number one, bro. He needs a number one to take it off him. He is a number two, and he's talented as fuck. But I'll tell you right now, he's not a number one, and he never was.
I said last year, I'm taking Deontay over Juju all day.
And Deontay
Juju all day.
I did. You did. It is what it is. Go ahead, y'all.
Yo, at the end of the day, big L's on Juju. Me and Renegade, we got into this shit last offseason, and he was on the right side of this thing. He said, Juju's not, he can't be that. I said, damn, I thought he was that. No. He's not that nice. And he went to sign with a team because of loyalty.
But and it was no knock. It was no knock. I just felt he was not number one.
I thought he was fired. You didn't. And
he's decent as fuck. He is.
He's good. He's a good second option.
Decent is a word that you use for people that are decent. Then that as opposed to like motherfuckers that we see like, oh, you're fire. That dude is fire. That's that boy.
I think it's an L because he could have gone with Patrick Mahomes and really popped off. So I think it's got to be an L.
We're giving L's out here for sure.
Drew, where you at?
Let's go. TY. Where's TY at?
Not even that. For Juju, I'll go ahead and I take that L. But to disagree with y'all on one point, even though I like Patrick Mahomes and everything else that they got going on over there, I think he would have been a better fit over there for the Ravens, given another option to motherfucking throw to.
But honestly, I'm saying, though, you have Tyreek over the top.
Kelce. I'm not trying to hear that. Hey, wait, Drew, I want to. What?
I'm just saying. I'm just saying shit. You know, not all of us can motherfucking agree. But I think I
but that's
but
not
we,
the point.
But when we disagree,
that's not what, yeah, exactly. That's not where we're supposed to disagree at, my brother.
We're supposed to
he would not do better with Jackson. No, let's go to the next one.
We'll go to T.Y. Hilton, bro.
I'm just trying to get to Kenny G, to be honest.
Go ahead, Drew.
You know what? Yeah, honestly, yeah, that's a good one. But for T.Y. Hilton, though, bro, I think just veteran wise, for them to teach the rest of the wide receiver core. W for motherfucking passing the flag. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the Colts know what they're doing, bro.
Honestly, Michael Pitts.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like everything else that they got going on over there. And, you know, I'm not too big on the Carson Wentz thing, but motherfucking, you know what I'm saying? We see what they could do. They have Philippe Rivers, and that's nothing to say against Philippe Rivers before you start going off, Mr. Motherfucking Renegade. Motherfucking, you know what I'm saying? I like Philippe too, but. It was just, you know, we got.
He wasn't it. Yeah, he wasn't it.
You know what I'm saying, though? But the thing is, though, is that they're a good team. And with Carson Wentz and everything else that they got going on, I think if they could do chemistry, then, you know what I'm saying, that's a definite dub for the Colts over there.
I'm going dub. Keep it simple. I like it. Somebody reliable for motherfucking Wentz. I fuck with it.
Yeah, it's cool.
Let me. I'm going to go right behind you. Dub, somebody that is a veteran wide receiver that could teach him the game. Ins and outs, decided to be loyal to the team and teach you how to do the ins and outs. This is Indy, and I'm T.Y. Motherfucker, throw me the ball. Let's go.
Let's get it.
Let's keep it going.
Sweet. Chris Godwin.
Ha, let me kick that off because you already know where I'm at. And in the fucking at the Super Bowl parade, this motherfucker told Chris Godwin that, you know, you're not going nowhere. You feel me? The coach told Godwin, he said, yeah, you're not going nowhere. I thought he was going to sign him. He just put the tag on him, so fuck it. He told him, for real. He said, you ain't going
nowhere. He didn't lie, though.
Hey, but that's a whole dub. Bro, you just came off a Super Bowl. You know the system. You know what the fuck it is. You gave up number 12 because you want to wear number 14 now, and you already know where it's at. That is a whole dub. And if anybody says it's an L, y'all lying to yourselves. Come on.
I got an L. Only for one reason, man. You know who they wanted to. You know who Tom Brady. You know who your man wanted over there. You know who your man really wanted over there. Number 1-3 behind the back. Throw it behind his back. He catch it with three fucking fingers. He didn't want Godwin over there, bro.
Need that?
He what?
Do we need that? That drama?
Oh, you need that? Oh no. Hey, Tom Brady equals all that shit. Equals all that shit. Guaranteed, I'm not even gonna say it.
So Tom Brady shuts that mouth up, right?
Yes,
didn't my he boy, shut, yes,
didn't
sir.
Didn't he shut up Antonio Brown, the craziest motherfucker on earth?
Anybody and everybody, anybody and everybody, anybody and everybody. Yes.
Let's move on, y'all.
813.
I feel like it's a dub.
That's a dub.
Go ahead, Drew. How you feeling?
W.
Hey, go ahead, Renegade. Kick this one off, boy.
This is a motherfucking W and a half. God damn it. About fucking time you guys get a fucking W over there in New York. Shit.
Yes.
Man, they had to pay Kenny G $1 million for him to come over there. Shit. I mean, he almost came with the Bears. God damn it. Where Andy Dalton? I love Kenny G, man. He's a beast. He's a stud. As long as he stays on the field, this nigga is talented, man. He is talented. He's a stud. They've been looking a replacement over there for the Giants, New York, since they traded Odell Beckham for nothing. Saquon Barkley has been seeing 10, 11, 13 man, 14 man in the box when they only allow 11 men on the field. You know, he's been getting hurt ever since Odell Beckham has been out, even though he got drafted. But at the same time, they need Kenny G. They need this motherfucking Danny Dimes needs to throw some dimes to somebody. He ain't got nobody to throw to. All his other receivers is always hurt. Ingram's hurt. I mean, God bless his soul. They needed this signing. Kenny G, man, you better live up to the hype and you better stay healthy because last year, I don't believe he was that hurt that he said he was. I think he was holding out games. I think he wanted the contract. Even Stafford said, hey, blessings to you, brother. You know what I'm saying? He knew what it was because when Kenny G was on the field, he balled the fuck out. That's all I got to say about that. Kenny G is going to be a stud for the Giants, and I guarantee that.
This is the most questionable dub I have on the board, just because of Danny Dimes. Because Kenny G, I have no questions about what he is and what he's capable of doing. Kenny G is a fucking savage as a wide receiver. He could rip anybody. He's a monster. He could go out in the red zone. He could do short routes. He could do long routes. He could do whatever the fuck he wants to do. We dealt with him in the NFC North for a long time as Bears fans. We know what he's capable of doing. I don't know what Danny Dimes is, and I don't give a fuck who he's going to be. I've seen what he does. He does a lot of bullshit. He does a lot of Carson Wentz shit when you have no protection. You try to do too much, and then you run all the way down to the five-yard line, and you stumble, and you fucking don't make a touchdown. That's the type of shit he does, right?
Or he could run 70 yards.
Or he could run. Yeah, I think that was the 70-yarder. Oh,
forget about it.
It was a 70-yarder.
I'll take been a 70-yard stumble.
No, I feel you. But no. It's
Don't knock him on that play.
It's a questionable dub for Kenny G. It's still a dub, but it's a little questionable because I don't know who the fuck
Sweeney is. Hold on. Think about it for this. This is Kenny G. He never had a running back, bro. Everybody has keyed on him. He got a Saquon Barkley.
But he had a
potentially.
Okay, but he had a Matthew Stafford.
Okay, I'll give you that. He had a better quarterback.
Jesus Christ.
But
we're talking about tiers.
Okay, we're talking about the defense. The defense, less players on you now. You got to focus on Saquon. There is a tight end with Evan Ingram. Either he's there or not there, but that's potential talent there as well. Plus, if you got Slayton, which I like, I love Slayton. Yep. And then you got I'm forgetting.
Shepherd,
which is another
talent. That is a fire receiving core.
Who is the best? Come on, you gotta think about it, man.
That's fire.
That's why
I say it's a questionable dub, because I understand that Slayton and Sterling Shepard have had their moments with Danny Dimes, but I don't know who Danny Dimes is.
Yeah, they never had it.
I understand what you mean.
They never had a wide receiver one.
Now is the time.
So even if you say Kenny Galladay is not even a clear winner, you could look at guys like Slayton now. I think
Saquon's the biggest winner besides
Kenny. Yeah, that too as well.
He takes the like you said, you know, they can't overload the box. And honestly, in another way, the Giants are winners here, because if Danny Dimes fails, which is a possibility, if he does, at least now you know he's not a franchise quarterback and it's time to move on. So one way or the other, the Giants are making that right step forward. They're adding this piece on offense is going to help Saquon. It's going to help Kenny G, the rest of those receivers, and Danny Dimes. Drill, how you feeling about it?
Hey, check it out, bro. Hey, the biggest W that you can get out of this is that having one player signed to your offense in Kenny Galladay, the defenses that are going up against the fucking New York Giants are going to have to rewrite how they play them.
Wait,
they have to sit
Cowboys,
up.
Cowboys, Eagles, and the Beasles.
They have to sit up in here and worry about Slayton is a dog. Slayton is a dog.
Exactly.
If you give him the chance to get the ball, he will get it.
That's what I said. You know, yeah.
Fucking dog. Now you got Kenny G on that team. Now you bring Saquon Barkley back into the mix.
Mm-hmm. And he's been killing number one.
Wasn't even that trash. Mm-hmm. Their defense was not even there. They were not.
That's a great point. I was going to piggyback off that. Their defense got even better.
They did a lot of shit this year.
I think it was smart the way they played this. Yeah, they had to go pay.
Giants might take over that division.
Yeah. I'm still sticking to my roots when it comes to the NFC East. I'm going to Washington. We're going to call them the Weasels. They want to call them what they want to call them.
Nah, yeah.
Like, for real?
I said the Cowboys earlier. I'm with the Washington Watchers. Fuck that shit, bro.
This is behind Smoking Jay. We're with the Washington Watch Yourselves, nigga. You better do that because those guys.
Wait. Renegade's gonna be on this Renegade shit. They don't got a quarterback and they're gonna struggle.
Who don't have a quarterback?
The Washington.
They didn't have one last year.
What do you mean? They just won the division.
Yo, they're gonna do the Dolphin.
Hey, I love it. Riverboat Ron, bro. I'm rooting for that motherfucker, bro.
The division with everybody else record looking
these
like
these dudes.
That was bad. Yeah, you're right.
The Washington football team had the second overall pick last year and finished first in their division.
Well, I'm just gonna stay out the NFC East because Dak is back. I'm sorry.
When has that ever meant anything?
Man, Dak is
drill.
A baller, bro.
Aiden, we'll call it
A-Rob. The Bears.
How we feeling, A-Rob?
8-8.
A-Rob, we took an L on this. Let me take this. I'm sorry. We're taking an L on this. You don't fucking franchise tag this man. You sign him for a 5-year deal, $75 million. I don't give a fuck what you got to do. You're a fucking idiot. You sign fucking idiots like Nick Foles. You sign motherfuckers like I don't even know who.
Traded for Nick Foles.
Quarterback.
Puerto Rican Bobby? Who's Puerto Rican Bobby?
Oh, my God.
He was good on the Cowboys. Kyle Fuller. But you know what? It's not even him that I'm
Pacing. Bro, how much did we
it's
pay
our
him?
Scheme. No, it's our scheme because we just let go of motherfucking Floyd. And what he do? Get his career sacks. And he just got paid it for the Rams.
What do you have, like
it's
12
not,
sacks?
It's not who you have. It's
what do
how
you have,
you
like
use 12 them.
Sacks?
Yes. And that's 12 what,
sacks
he had
for
a
the
career.
Rams?
We talked about
And he
this.
Got signed
see,
for multi-millions.
See, that's the thing you guys need to know about Bill Belichick, too, just to throw him in him randomly. Everybody says that he shopped at Target for his pieces, but he put his pieces in play to be played the best. It's not what the pieces you get, it's how you use them. And if you use these guys like shit, they're gonna perform like shit via Michael Floyd and via Puerto Rican
Ryan
Bobby.
Pace and via Ryan Pace
and via yeah. Ryan Pace and all these other pieces of shits. If you guys fucking draft guys and put them in the wrong positions, defensive coordinator wise, because the defensive coordinator now is saying I'm putting all these guys back into their positions they need to be playing in so they could feel comfortable. So what does that mean about last year? That means last year we put them out of place, they weren't comfortable in places we weren't supposed to put them in. So I mean, not even talking about the defense, but we're talking about A-Rob. But that's a big L. You signed A-Rob. That's the only piece of offense that even made sense.
Should have been not a franchise tag, should have been a long-term deal. That's how you feel it. Sir. Drill.
I said that's all.
Yeah, I'm with that. You know what I'm saying? We all know A-Rob needs somebody else, you know what I'm saying, at the helm. And then to bring up anything else, he needs help in that wide receiver core anyway. I think Darnell Mooney is special, but I think he needs to be under the tutelage of somebody else. And you know what I'm saying? And he'll be able to wild out.
Tutelage.
You know what I'm saying? Right. There you go. We big facts on this.
Yeah, I like that shit.
We're motherfucking vocabulary motherfucking inscribed in the bit. We good. No. But at the end of the day, though, man, I'm not mad that we kept A-Rob. You know what I'm saying? Like, fucking. But I would have rather the same way go with a long-term deal than sitting up here and doing this shit with him, man. You should have gave him the respect that he deserved. And we've been talking about this since fucking, I don't
know. I got one question, and I'm going to be quiet for a little bit. Would you have rather sign a guy like Kenny G or some other guy like that didn't give A-Rob the franchise tag? Me personally, I'm giving A-Rob because he's been the top dog.
I'm giving A-Rob
what he needs. Yeah. Are you gonna friend me? I'm not gonna play with this man. I'm gonna give him that contract, or I'm gonna sign a guy like Kenny G. I'm not gonna franchise tag him. That's me personally. That's me as an owner. What are you guys doing?
I think they're friends. Yeah, I'm trying to sign him, but if you can't sign him, franchise tag is the only option. I'm still doing that, hoping to be able to sign
I'm
him.
Signing and trade his ass.
But hold on. But I'm hoping I'm franchise tagging him, hoping that the salary cap goes up next year. That way you have
he's
more
leaving.
Room to re-sign him. I'm just saying
that's what I'm doing.
AJ Green to the Cardinals. That's a win. I mean, they want to pass the ball a lot over there. So, yeah, I think that's a win for AJ Green. I don't think that I'm going to trust him in fantasy. It's hard to trust him in fantasy. But, you know, he's on a team that wants to pass the ball. So, for him and his career, I think it's a win for him. But in fantasy, I'm definitely not going to be drafting him high or anything like that. He's somebody that I might take a flyer here and there with him. But, you know, for his career, that passing attack, I like it.
What round, Fornicator?
Late, man. Double digits. Oh, wow. Yeah. I'm not investing anything high on him at all.
I'll go 9 on him.
No shot, man. This dude has no chance to be even alive in the single digit rounds, dude. Like, are you serious? Like, yeah, were they trying to bomb the ball out? When's the last time you played a full season?
2006. You know, Fitzgerald is gone,
2016,
right?
2016, 2000. Yeah, he's about to announce retirement. He's about to do something. Fitzy's gone. He's gone. It doesn't matter. AJ Green is still AJ Green. It doesn't. Fitzgerald doesn't mean AJ Green is Fitzgerald. It doesn't mean shit. AJ Green is AJ Green. You hold him in his own place. And Fitzgerald's way better.
Yeah. So we're talking about upgrade. You know, upgade. Yeah.
Talking about a Hall of Famer to a non Hall of Famer. So
almost Hall of Famer.
Well, yeah, almost, you know, almost does. But
next, Deshaun Jackson. I'll give it. Deshaun Jackson to the Rams. This means nothing for nobody. You might pick him up. Week 8.5.
Stream him.
So let's go to Corey Davis. Let's go to Corey Davis versus the Jets.
I'm sorry.
I'm totally
he's gonna be versus
Jackson.
All Corey of a Davis sudden, these turn the into matchups.
Hey, fuck it. I'm Corey Davis.
Let's go crazy.
Matt versus the Jets. He's on the Jets now. Corey Davis on the Jets. I don't even know how to feel about this because I don't know what the quarterback is. So I'm gonna let
he's the number one. He's the number one. So it's a win because he's gonna get most of the targets. As of right now, this is a big win for AJ Brown, bro. If you guys were not believers in AJ Brown last year, I was fucking pounding the table for this guy because that's my motherfucking dude. AJ Brown, bro, all the way up, and Jonnu Smith is gone too. That's like almost 200 fucking vacated targets. Are you fucking kidding me right now? AJ Brown, Derrick Henry all day. I'm so happy that Corey Davis is gone, but the motherfucking gangrene over there, the motherfucking Jets, do your thing. I think he's going to be decent. He's going to be a wide receiver.
Hey, yo, low say, end, gangrene, low, say gangrene one more
low,
time.
No, two wide receiver, low end two, and a high three.
I think Denzel Mims is the man over there.
Yeah.
Oh,
He was injured, but like, you know what? He should be the man. But he should be the man. Yeah, he should be the man. They drafted him to be the man. So he should
Baylor boy.
Sammy Watkins with the Ravens. Big L.
Anybody that signed to the Ravens. Big L.
Hold on. Next, Austin.
As you can say,
there's a reason why.
The reason why we're saying
things. I'm just looking for a reason. Light this blunt.
Straight to AJ Brown.
Wait, what?
There's a reason why.
We talked about Corey Davis, and we quickly went to, AJ Brown's
going to benefit.
I mean, it's winner
if
or loser.
If you guys want to talk about AJ Brown, I got a lot to say because I talked a lot of shit about AJ Brown last year, and I got a lot to relook on, whatever. Anyway.
The only reason I brought it up is because Corey Davis left the Titans. I'm talking about how it's going to help AJ Brown. And the same thing with Jonnu Smith.
I'm with you. I'm a lover this year.
That's what I was bringing up.
Oh.
I didn't even hear what he said. What?
No, I was saying the importance of Corey Davis. That's why we were like, next. Yeah, Sammy Watkins with the
Hey, yo. Let me go crazy real quick. Let's rapid fire the rest of these.
I've been trying.
Let's go dub or L real quick. All on right. You, Smoking J, Brody. All
right.
After Will Fuller, go crazy.
Right. Dub or L. Will Fuller, real quick, 1 year deal. This is a motherfucking dub all the way for him and Tua. Tua, his last year in college, he threw 40 deep balls, 40 plus yards. All of them were they were not interception worthy. Not one of them. That this dude could throw the long ball, and Will Fuller, that's what he does best, bro. Not only that, they should be chasing another wide receiver, possibly Jamar Chase, possibly a Jalen Waddle, Devontae Smith. They're gonna add to this offense.
You chasing Jamar Chase?
Possibly.
I fucking hope not,
bro. Because this is big for Tua. He throws the somebody long ball got, better, yo, better than Jamar, anybody. Yo, so it's a dub for me.
It's a dub for me.
I need you guys, whoever is on the Tua train, I need you guys to fucking convince me because I know there was no training camp. I know there was no nothing, but the way he's in the pocket, he's a manager.
He's just a manager.
I hate it. Well, I hate how he throws. I hate how he looks. I hate his fucking style. I hate him.
He doesn't do anything special.
I fucking hate
him. He really does nothing special.
Look, check this out, man.
I fucking hate Tua. He's not.
Tua came back from a crazy injury.
He's not good. Hey. He's not fucking good.
Hey, he balled the fuck out in college his last
year. So we were supposed to fast forward. Hey, and niggas are slow pacing.
Well, look,
so this is a lot of shit we got
to
go through.
But look, Tua, I'm not saying he's going to be.
Oh, I said fast forward. They said pace it on the injury.
Okay, yeah, go ahead, fast forward.
I love you guys. Go ahead. Talk about the Tua injury.
No, I was just saying it was a big injury. Last year wasn't a regular year. He didn't have the proper training camp or the proper treatment, you know what I'm saying, to get up in there. Will Fuller, you add him to any team, man. That's a big dub right there. I was pointing out the fact that Will Fuller runs these deep routes. We know that shit. And that's something that Tua actually did really good in college. If you look at the numbers, like I said again, he threw over 40 deep balls in college his senior year. None of them were interception worthy, bro. That's a big stat. You add somebody like Will Fuller to this team, you're giving him a chance to succeed. I'm not saying Tua is going to succeed, but you're giving him a chance. And you're going to find out if he could be that dude. Kind of like earlier. Who the fuck were we talking about? We're talking about a quarterback. You're giving him a – who the fuck were we just talking about? Man, my bad.
Go to quarterbacks real quick.
We were talking about – who the fuck was
Matthew
it,
Stafford, Jared Goff, 1-2. Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz a chance.
No, we're talking about Danny Dimes with Kenny G. You know, you add Kenny G and you're going to find out if he, you know, Danny Dimes is your future quarterback or not. And I think with Tua, you're doing that right here. You're giving him some weapons and you're going to find out real quick. And then your franchise can move on. So I think that's the biggest thing. And that's why it's a dub for me. I'm not saying that Tua is going to succeed, but you're giving him a chance. And that's why I feel like it's a dub.
Okay.
The only thing that I got to say over here.
He didn't throw no long balls.
I'm gonna give it a motherfucking L. I don't give a fuck about Will Fuller. You have Deshaun Watson over there and fucking everything. But that was one of the teams that I wanted to see Kenny G go to. You know, I think he'll ball out over there with the Giants, but I think he would have balled out over there and with the Dolphins too, with Tua and everything else though too.
Watch out for
the Dolphins tight end. Watch out for the Dolphins tight end.
Yeah, Gesicki.
Gesicki's gonna be he's definitely gonna be I think
trash last year.
But I think he got injured too. But I think he will be a top.
Boy's a dog. Boy's a dog. That boy's a dog.
Gesicki
with
is a
Fitzgerald,
dog.
Hey, well, I mean, Fitzmagic, everybody was a dog. Just to be honest, with Tua, he downgraded. I swear to God, you look at the stats, he downgraded everybody.
I had Gesicki. He didn't do bad with Tua at all, bro. And
that's why I be telling you.
He didn't do great. He didn't do great either.
He did good though. I mean, he was targeting him.
When you're a quarterback and you got nobody else to throw to, who are you going to throw to?
And that's my whole point. I mean, they're trying to help him and give him weapons. But that's why I feel like it's a dub because
you stated how he throws the long ball very good. But who is he throwing to? The closest person to him? So that's not translating to the NFL though.
Because he didn't have nobody to throw to.
That goes out the window.
No, you add Will Fuller. That applies now.
But why does Fitzmagic find Parker?
But Fitzmagic wasn't throwing the long ball. We're talking about Tua and a long ball. And you just said.
I feel you. But Parker was eating off long balls. I mean, long, short, whatever. I mean, it's just at the end of the day, you're right. Because they didn't have the training camp or nothing to go off either because of COVID year. They didn't have none of that shit to get familiar with the players and none of that shit. So this year is going to be a little bit different.
Yeah, you're going to find out.
Yeah.
He's going to be on them drugs.
Nah, Will Fuller's a stud. Stop
it. He's going to serve a one-game suspension.
Curtis Samuels.
But after that, he's good to go.
Oh, he got a whole year?
No, one game. He's missing one game.
Okay.
The first game of the year.
Curtis Samuels, who wants to run it?
Go ahead.
Curtis Samuels, I like it. I don't love it. Out the backfield, he's going to be a nice little guy. Get the yak and keep going. He's going to be the same thing to me straight off the Panthers, just a little bit more because Scary Terry does the same thing that he does, just a little bit better, a little bit faster, a little bit stronger, and he's a little bit younger. I mean, they're going to try to put him in the intrigue him with the running back and go off of that with Gibson. I don't see the Curtis Samuel doing all that. Scary Terry is that man. And Scary Terry is going to be the dude. And Antonio Gibson's going to be the dude. I think Curtis Samuel's going to be a little bit the same as with the Panthers. I know everybody is jumping on the bandwagon because Fitzmagic is on there. But I'm telling you, don't jump with Fitzmagic and think everything's going to roll.
This is going to be
up and down with this dude, just like it's been his whole fucking career. Don't think he's just going to step into that role and fucking ball out. It's not going to happen that way.
This is going to be real easy for me. And really, 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 really easy for me to say. Scary Terry and Curtis Samuel are going to be one and the same. And if Scary Terry goes for 900 to 1,000 yards, Curtis Samuel is going to go for 800 to 900 yards, if not 1,000 yards himself, the way that Ryan Fitzpatrick throws that ball. Bro, Curtis
Samuel. But why not? He didn't do it that more. And with Teddy Bridgewater? Anderson, though. He had two wide receivers he could have did that with. And
yeah, with you talking about DJ Moore, wherever he came from, and Robbie Anderson, wherever he came from. No, we're talking about
DJ Moore had 1,100 yards and 66 receptions. Anderson had over.
Okay, well, let's talk about the fact that you came out of the same school, Ohio State Buckeyes, both of the kids, and that's the whole connection right now. And they named that shit when they played for Ohio State. Scary Terry said, yo, we're gonna end up playing for the same team eventually, and now it's happening. Curtis Samuel and fucking Scary Terry McLaurin, both Ohio State Buckeyes. Now they're both on the same team with a Ryan Fitzpatrick that's not scared to launch that shit, and a Curtis Samuel and a Scary Terry McLaurin that's not afraid to run down the fucking field. Yeah, they're both gadget players if you look at them up and down. Bro, you think Scary Terry's a Megatron type body? No shot. He's more of a Curtis Samuel type body. He could do the same gadget plays that you're talking about, but they don't. They're wide receivers, and they will open you the fuck up, and they're going to open shit the fuck up. Yo, Curtis Samuel. Yo, no. Chill out.
Hey, my man's over there. Breathe. He breathed over there. He's like, no.
He's going to have a heart attack.
This is what's going to happen.
Don't say nothing.
The Dallas Cowboys, the New York Giants, the Philadelphia Eagles. What is that? 2-4-6 games.
But there's less talent over there.
We're talking about
he's the wide receiver two over there now. He's the wide receiver two over there. So you think he's going to be the wide receiver two over there and automatically eat when he wasn't eating on the wide receiver three or four position?
Yes, bro. You just said it. You just said it. You just said it. What are you talking about?
No.
So you think he's going to eat as a wide receiver two?
Listen. What I'm telling you.
What?
I'm not. Listen. You're not thinking about the defense that I'm talking about. What I'm saying is the defense. So there's not a defensive cornerback three, defensive cornerback number two. So the upgrade doesn't go up more. That's what I'm telling you. So there's going to be a better cornerback or defensive back on this guy. So you think he's going to do better when he wasn't even doing better on the guys that he was going against in the first place in Carolina?
Well, he was injured last year, too, for a bit. And they use.
Well, we can't say injuries into play because in or out. Let's take the injuries out. But when he was into play, he was in or out no matter what. No,
but I like mean, about Curtis Samuel, you could use him all over the field, not just as a receiver, as a running back. He does all types of shit. He's Scary Terry is not necessarily like Curtis Samuel, bro. Like Scary Terry runs routes like a motherfucker, bro, and he's fast as shit.
Curtis Samuel runs routes.
Yeah, but I mean, Scary Terry
runs it out the backfield.
He runs it better.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Nobody said that he didn't. And let me cap this motherfucking off. This is a dub for the motherfucking Washington. Watch yourselves because it's another weapon that you add on to the motherfucking offense that defenses are going to have to think about.
Yeah.
Yep. This is Curtis Samuel that could play at motherfucking different positions.
You guys don't know Steven Sims and the other Sims, man. Those dudes are studs, bro. You got Sims.
You got Logan Thomas. Phillip you got Sims, motherfucking yeah. Curtis Samuel. You got Scary Terry.
Curtis Samuel is using a whole different way.
They're going to win over there.
I like those Sims guys, though. I ain't going to lie.
Those dudes are studs.
Bro.
They know how to use their assets.
Jump into the next receiver.
Oh yeah.
Marvin Jones with the motherfucking Jaguars. Depending on how this motherfucking draft goes and who they got at the helm as QB,
Who they're gonna have?
Trevor Lawrence.
Okay.
Trevor Lawrence. Okay. All right.
Trevor Lawrence. we got Marvin Jones that has to compete with who? LaVisca Chenault. Chark. Who else is over there?
Chark.
You know what I'm saying, though? And then they still got that running back, Illinois boy. You know what I'm talking about? Hey, the Jaguars might be looking super.
They might be. Because that defense ain't that good. So they're going to have to air it out.
Exactly.
I don't mind it.
Marvin Jones. You know what, though? As a person who's owned them as a high-end wide receiver three, low-end number, you know, low-end wide receiver two, I was hoping for Marvin Jones to fucking win, but it was like he was giving you those fantasy points when it came to motherfucking touchdowns. It wasn't much on yardage, you know what I'm saying? It was kind of like the hit or miss for the touchdowns. But, you know, I'm saying Marvin Jones going to the Jaguars, I think it's a definite dub. Depending on, you know, well, I would now say depending on, we all know who's going to go over there, but at the end of the day, hopefully they can show out, show in, you know what I'm saying, and motherfucking get their shit straight over there, bro, because I think that's a nice piece over there.
Duval, I like it. I like it. I fuck with it. I like Marvin Jones over there, somebody that's steady, somebody that, you know, gets open, going to help a young, it's going to help a young quarterback, a young rookie in Trevor Lawrence, so he's going to be a safety blanket. I think he's going to be somewhere around a wide receiver three. Somewhere around that range. I don't mind it at all. You need somebody steady to help out a rookie coming into this league. Who better than Marvin Jones? So I like that for them. You guys, we're going to rapid fire these last ones. Sweetness, you want to kick it off? I can't hear you, man.
Nelson Aguilar, Kendrick Bourne, man, to the Patriots. You know, they signed Cam Newton for a reason, but I don't really, you know, no fantasy shit going on over there, just to be honest.
Big L.
Yeah, it does nothing for me. I mean, nothing at all.
L for fantasy purposes. And
Cam Newton can't even throw that far, Aguilar.
How about Smokey that's John Brown?
Your miss. That's your miss.
Hey, man. Hey, you know,
that's a good one.
Another L.
I like it.
That replaces Aguilar. That replaces Aguilar.
It's an upgrade. It's an upgrade.
That's the only person.
Nelson Aguilar did better than John Brown this motherfucking year.
Yes, he did. Yeah, because the quarterback, though.
But in Buffalo, he was doing his thing when he was healthy and shit like that, bro.
Ah, man. Even then, I had to think about starting this motherfucker every motherfucking week.
Aguilar, if you didn't pick him up, that's because I had studs at wide receiver. But
hey, if John Brown is motherfucking gonna do anything with the motherfucking Raiders, Ruggs better be having his shit, motherfucker.
Oh yeah.
Ruggs
could learn from him too, bro.
Hey, by the way, he started week one in Dynasty. Let's go.
Go ahead.
Tyrell Williams and motherfucking Pyramid. Let me run this real quick because I picked up Williams in Dynasty. I'm just taking a flyer on this dude because the year before last, he did something nice. He got some receptions. He balled out. He's a nice little target to throw to, and they ain't got nobody else to throw to. They got Cephas to throw to, and they got Pyramid to throw to. So it's like Jared Goff, hey, make your name.
Hawkinson?
Three, yeah. I'm just that's a tight end. I'm talking about wide receivers, but yeah, that's it. That's all. Wide receivers. They only got what Pyramid Williams. And
no, I mean,
you know what, though?
He stays injured too.
And they're gonna draft somebody. So Tyrell Williams, he got what he needs to ball the fuck out, and he might be a sleeper this year. Don't snooze on him.
Yeah,
because when he was with the Chargers, he was nice. Antonio Brown, free agent. Better sign him.
The Bucks are trying.
They haven't found a number. The last report was they're not getting close.
What they want?
I literally just saw.
Me too. All right, tight ends.
Sorry,
Hunter and Jonnu Smith to the Patriots. Double big tight end dubs. Set.
Yep.
Huge
W
dubs.
W.
They running that. They running that.
It's a dub for the Patriots, but it's an L for these Swift.
Real quick question.
I'm with you.
I like what Belichick's doing.
Jonnu Smith, big L.
Cam Newton running behind a double tight end set, bro. I think Cam Newton's a big winner in this. Hunter Henry's a better blocker than Jonnu. You can see him slipping off of that block. You know what I'm saying? Getting open, getting loose. Jonnu Smith. Yeah, bro. I mean, look, man. Both of these.
Who are you taking? Jonnu or Hunter?
Whoever's later. Whoever falls to me later.
I'm taking Hunter.
I'm gonna need both of them.
I like both of them.
John, who's going first? Guaranteed, John, who's going first?
Then I'll take Henry.
I'm gonna need a drop on questions for the bros. And this is a quick question: two receivers that you'd rather have. And this is perfect.
You see my face,
Hunter Henry and Jonnu Smith, or Gronk and Aaron Hernandez.
Say it again.
Simple question.
Gronk and Aaron Hernandez,
or Hunter Henry and Jonnu Smith.
Gronk and Aaron Hernandez.
Yeah.
I'll take a Gronk
while he's playing for the Patriots.
Did he say?
Well, I asked you. This is a two-part question.
Who's the second?
Who's the second? Hold on. Drill just says some weird shit. I'll take Gronk. This was not a single person. This is a dual tight end question.
I already answered it.
You answered it.
I'm trying to answer it.
Right, Gronk and Aaron Hernandez, man.
The question is Hunter Henry and Jonnu Smith or Gronk and Aaron Hernandez.
Bro, that's an easy answer. You got to be kidding me.
I mean, if you think it is, but how do you feel?
That's super easy. Right now, that's super easy.
Right now, Gronk.
Just picking Gronk alone is better than both of those guys.
How horrible is it to do that when no one else won shit?
I mean, picking
all right,
Aaron,
whatever.
Aaron Hernandez was pretty fucking nasty, bro. So let's just stop it there because I'll pick Aaron Hernandez over both of those guys right now. If you guys want to talk about
that, something. Nigga said dead or alive. I don't give a fuck.
I said right now. I said
every
right now.
Single one of you guys said it without saying it.
We know what you were saying. We ain't no idiots.
I'll take the ghost of Aaron Hernandez.
I'll take the best of him.
So if you would have said Gronk and fucking Jonnu. And then fucking Aaron Hernandez and fucking who the
Hunter Henry.
That'd have been not even that.
There's
no even way you.
Yeah, you can't sway.
If you would have said Tony Gonzalez and Algie Crump,
bro, I wasn't trying to sway shit. I was throwing realistic people.
It's all good. L for fantasy win for the Patriots.
All right, whatever. Yep. All right. Let's go. Let's go. Ground to the Bucks. That's W for everybody around. Gerald Everett for the Seahawks. That's a W. Robert Tonyan to the Packers.
That. Hey, Everett's a sneaky one. Watch him.
That's great. That's great.
Yep.
No, he was sneaky. You know why he was sneaky? Because he played with Jared Goff.
Hey,
that's why.
Hey, wait, that's why he was sneaky. Let's run to Tonyan.
I'm not playing with that.
Tonyan is a W for me.
Let's call him.
That's wide receiver two.
Let's call him Tonyan.
I got a big. This is. I think this is an L on everybody. A Fisker to Titans.
Yeah, for sure.
They should have let Jonnu go.
I think Firkser, right, bro.
You know why? You want to run with this? You want to run with this fornicator? Or you want me to tell him why?
Go ahead.
Nobody special.
All right, let me tell him why. Because Jonnu Smith, he could stay in there. He could block like a motherfucking lineman. Or he could fucking play and sit there for one, two, and then slip out for the touchdown. But that's the fucking reason why the Patriots are the Patriots. Because they got tight ends like blockers, yeah. Blockers like tight ends. If you integrate them, you get them. That's the reason why they got a Jonnu Smith. That's the reason why they got the other guy, Hunter Henry. Because Hunter Henry is a big physical guy. He could do that shit. And those tight ends are going to play in like receivers with the Patriots. But for the Titans, that takes away from motherfucking Derrick Henry. Because you know why? I'm not worrying about that tight end no more. I'm letting that tight end slip because I'm thinking that linebacker could catch that dude because he doesn't have that much talent. And I'm taking my talents to Derrick Henry, the stiff arm king and the king of the fucking jungle.
I got one more question for the bros. And this is better than the last one.
I sure hope so.
So, just for example, I'm Hunter Henry and Jeremy's Jonnu Smith, and we're going to the facility, and we're like, "Damn, what's going on, bro? When's the last time?
What's your question?
When's the last time the Patriots had two raw ass tight ends?"
You know Hernandez, bro. We just said this.
No. But this is greatness.
Let's do this, bro. Greatness. Let's do this.
No, no, no. It's greatness to think about it. It's greatness
just
to think
it.
About
it. Just cut the fucking scene. The it's fuck? Over. Bears, Brews, and the Bros.
Love y'all. We're
together again. Sweet is a fucking idiot.
He said, me and Renegade are alone in the facilities in the shower.
Fucking faggot. We have never been. I have left the
facility. This is that one time.
By then.
Oh, shit, man.
This is that one time. He ran away, though.
Nah, it's some real shit. This was a great show.
Yeah.
Let's run the after-hour show right now.
No, but big facts, big facts.
Are you
serious and you don't think, bro? No, this ain't even laughable, dog.
We gotta close it.
Run your question and then we can close it.
You think that Hunter Henry...
Oh, and, my God.
Bro, I swear to God, bro. When's the last time they had that type of duel? There's no.
Right. It's a big
the Bears, Brews, and the Bros. You got your boy Fornicator. You got your boy Drill, and you got your boy the sweetest of the sweetnesses, and your boy Renegade on the scene, finally back in action. Love y'all, and we talked about motherfucking free agency fantasy. Hopefully, y'all got in tune. Y'all stood in tune, man.
We talked about it all. Hey, go ahead, sign us off.
Hey, yo.
Peace out, baby. Peace out.
Let's go.